Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what it is, man. You're now listening to E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with Emma E2K. Yeah.
Yeah, man, and welcome yet again. It's your sexy host, Emma E2K. And this is E2K on the spot. And as you know, we bring you the hot, hot topics. And if I was excited last week, I'm definitely more excited this week to discuss the topic at hand. I'm going to start, first of all, by thanking the whole Lush Radio team family. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Don't forget that you can always log into www.lushradioonline.com to listen to our back shows in case you've missed any. Feel free to go to check out our archives. We do archive. We have archives dating back a couple of years, so don't be afraid to check that out. Happy birthday to all those celebrating a birthday. People in New York City, I'll see you out there next week. I'll be out there definitely next week. So New York, get ready. I'm about to do a couple of things while I'm out there. So anyway, the topic for tonight, it's being accountable for your words. Being accountable for your words, which is a pretty deep topic, you know, because to be accountable for your words, first of all, the definition of accountable means responsible and liable. So that's big, you know. So when you speak certain things to certain people, you know, and you make certain comments or whatever, you have to be accountable for your words, man, because your words are heavy. All the poets know what I'm talking about. All the writers know how powerful words can definitely be. Sometimes words can be mightier than the sword, depending on what's being said and who is being said to and the moment that is being said. I was looking at Oprah's life lessons. Yes, I do look at that. Shout out to Oprah for own network. It was a statement. Out of all things she says, I always, you know, grab one thing from what people say, because again, when I feel power in certain words. And she said, we all are looking to be seen and validated. Like, we want people to see us, to know we're here. Like, hello, do you see me? And everyone wants to be, you know, validated. You know, you want people to respect and understand your value. You know, especially somebody that already knows their value. You know, it's always a good thing when somebody comes and just recognizes it, just lets you know, listen, I see you, you know, you're doing your thing, or you're doing, you know, good work, or what you did was great. I don't think there's a person alive that doesn't seek for that, whether young or old, to be told that someone else sees them or sees what they do and sees their value. So I could just be alone on this, but I'm going to go to the phone lines. I got a caller, and maybe, you know, they can voice an opinion on it. 201-201, you're on with Emma E2K, E2K on the spot. 201. Okie dokie. So I went to the line. The caller did not respond. Obviously, they just want to listen to the show, and it's all good. It's fine. There's no problem. People, if you're on the Facebook, log into the Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. I have the question posted up there, also on my page, which is Emma Everything to Know. The topic is up there, being accountable for your words. If you don't want to call in, which is 347-826-7722, you can feel free to either IM me through the Facebook or just leave your comment, and I'll read it out. I'll read it out on air. No problem. You know, sometimes people, you know, don't want to speak, and it's all good, because God gave us two ears and one mouth. So that means, you know, we should spend more time actually listening than talking. I'm talking because I get paid for it, so is a difference. Don't forget, again, to tune in to www.lushradioonline.com for all our backlog shows. Shout out to our CEO, Lushy Lush, who's on the air and also listening and doing her homework. And she's being accountable for her words. She said she was going to do her college. She went back to college, and she's been at it ever since. So she's definitely a person that said some things and made herself accountable for the words that she used. But I want to read something else, which is one of my daily teachings, the book, The Secret. And it goes like this. Once you know the law of attraction, you can make the best discoveries about yourself by listening to what you are saying. When you state something as an absolute fact, realize that it is something you really believe, and that belief is creating it in your life. As you hear your words and realize that you are saying something you do not want, switch immediately and rephrase your sentence with the words that you want. You will learn so much about your past experiences and what you have created when you listen to your words. And then as you catch your words and change them, you are changing the entire course of your future. Yes, some deep stuff. Those that follow The Secret, I know, definitely could appreciate what I just read. Those that don't understand what I'm reading, it's actually, look it up Google, because now every day you can Google everything. And it's called, the book is The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And it's powerful. It's really talking about the law of attraction and the things that we attract to ourselves, positive and negative. And it usually starts with our belief, what we believe, and what we say, what comes out of our mouth. Again, being accountable for your words. It's a daily process, really, because we have our days that we just start blurring our stuff. And when we catch ourselves, we're like, wow, that's not really what not really what I wanted to say, but it's already out in the universe. You already sent it out. So it's like, how do you draw it back? That's why you have to really, 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 truly, I beg everybody, before you speak, think about it. Think about the things that you want to say and who you want to say them to, and really, really, understand the power of your words. Not everybody really understands the power of words. And words are very, very deep, man. It can cut like a knife, truly. I'm going to give some, people to call in or be able to leave me your comments. Shout out to Stevie from Watson. Shout out to all my Watson family who's on the check-in. Ladies are on deck. And, I appreciate you like always. Shout out to Ice Water. And we're
going to
go move on to his joint.
On the spot, Lush Radio, E2K, Ice Water, BCO, baby, the sexiest host in the game, Emma. We're going to do it up. Exclusive leak, wonderful, produced by my man, Drawzilla, featuring my man, AG, Fifthberry. Yeah, let's get it. Make sure you go cop that holy water, 11.11.11.
Big butt women. So I laugh now, my baby, do shows of Kimura. Still make time like a jungle sometimes. It made me wonder how I keep from going under. When they call my number, dial tone flatline. Going out swinging, I'm Tiger on the back nine. It's halftime, every line is a picture. My only words on Twitter, I deserve a Pulitzer. It's the science of the giant. Half of me is tragedy, the rest of me is triumph. Some of us living, but most of us dying. While I'm dying to live, an 80 death got me crying and it's frying my wig. Shit remind me of Big, but 80 said it's on and water hold me down. 87 north, get some fire from drawers. Andre's a giant, that's no myth, no shit. Like skinny bitches, no buts or no ifs. My dope lines go from Willis to Brook. I'm an artist at heart, I'm like the hook. We business crooks, make records like the Guinness Book. A winner's look, so don't get your women's hook. Symbolic to the phoenix, I'm reinvented. From me, I made me again. They looking for the clerk in the mall. Accessory to murder, cause he gave me the pen.
But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
NYC. I'll be out there next week. So shout out to your girl. Follow me on Facebook, Emma E2K or Emma Everything to Know. Follow us our fan page. Get on our fan page, man, and you can be able to post your music and your videos and just promote yourself. That's Lush Radio Online, Worldwide Exposure. And we're on the Facebook with that group page, and our numbers are growing daily, so make sure that you become a part of that. I want to shout out the Absolute Music Group. A shout out to Supernova, who, you know, they're picking up his music, and it's playing, like, worldwide. It's a good look. It's a good look, fellas. I want to shout out all my my Twitters. Special shout out to all these tweets I'm about to say now. It's the Real G, Future Guru 100, Magic underscore EST82. That's my brother. The B Word Radio. Shout out to at Boom Blake, at Celeste NYC, at D Hood, at Colombian Princess, and at Planet Genie. So shout out to you guys. I see you. You're live on deck. I appreciate the love, man. I definitely appreciate the love. But if you're tuning in and you're listening, I don't want to go away from the topic. My topic for tonight is to discuss being accountable for your words, or how important is that to some people? You know, because some people just talk the talk, promise a whole bunch of things. Like, I know some dudes that go around and, like, every chick they're with, they love. You know, every girl they see, they love. Every girl they're with or dealing with or dating with, they speak about marriage and children and all that. You know, and that's crazy, because if you're in multiple relationships, how are you being accountable for your words when you're promising everyone that you're with the same thing? You know, especially using, like, the word love. Oof. Like, I'm really on that one, you know. For you to tell me that you love me and then turn around and do things that are hurtful to me, you're not being accountable to the words that you're saying to me, which is, I love you, I want a relationship with you, or, you know, I hold you dear, you know, you're my other half, you're my partner, or whatever. When you're using these words, you have to be accountable for that. You can't decide to just change your mind tomorrow because you got upset, you know, at your partner or whatever have you. Words are very powerful, you know, in the content that is used, who is used to. I mean, am I alone? Call me, 347-826-7722. Hit me up on a Twitter, hit me up on a Facebook. I want to know what y'all thinking about, you know, because y'all already can hear what I, you know, how I perceive that. But, you know, maybe somebody views it different, and maybe somebody can school me. Very much doubt it, but maybe you can. Let me go into another song.
I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call, we rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy. I do want you to stay. We're just ordinary people, we don't know.
Yeah, this is Busy Crooker. You are now tuned in to E2K on the Spot with the host Emma E2K on LustRadioOnline.com.
Yeah.
average chat. Mello got the belly ready when I land. We the reason that these girls is ain't never with they man. And I ain't got a girl, so I do what I want to. Stunt hard, stunt hard, you know how we all do. Baby, I be throwing stunt and he couldn't afford to. How your man gon' stunt and he couldn't afford you? Baby girl, you could've had it all, but you just opened up my eyes, see I ain't mad at all. They say that love knock you down, but I'm standing tall. When it's playing this game, baby, you can have them all. It's kinda crazy how you blame me, and it's crazy how you hate me now when you the one who changed me. Heard it too late, and then they never get involved, cause I believe the karma sees it all.
Shout out to Lizzie Crook for that one. Shout out to D Hood for making sure that we definitely have that. We have it on rotation, as you can see. Topic for today is being accountable for your words. T2K on the spot, and you're with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And that's what we're discussing today. Shout out to all my Facebook pokers that y'all be poking early in the morning. Shout out to my BBMers. You know, I'm deleting all the nonsense on my BBM. I think I'm going to give up BBM all completely. That's, talking about craziness. You know, people just being crazy. When they don't have to be accountable for their words, they just go crazy, you know? And that's why we're discussing the topic. It fits in everything. It fits in a relationship, man and woman. It fits for your children as you're raising them, being accountable for your words, because you don't always want to be telling your child, oh, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do this for you, never do it. And you're not accountable for your words. And they grow up holding you to that, you know, and feeling some sort of way. You make them, you give some type of negative notation to them, because when you offered them something or you said you were going to come through with something, you never did. And that hurts a relationship, you know, business-wise, too. You know, you say, oh, I'm going to, you know, we're going to do this business together, this business venture. One person is, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing for the business to go through, and the other one is not, because the other one is not be accountable for their words. And, you know, it becomes a problem. So it's very important for people to stay accountable for their words, especially when you're saying it to someone that's holding you to it, you know? So be careful. That's all I'm saying. Just be careful because, you know, power of words is strong.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Hey, yo, put some sparklers on that Ciroc and make it look like the 4th of July in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, clap your hands to this. Yeah, clap your hands to this. Move something now. Like that. Yeah. Move something now. Yeah. Like that. Let go. They say you're Fred the man. I ain't signed it yet. But when the metal lands, I can make a giant jet. Fred said with the labels, keep firing. Bet. First bomb with them, then you'll get a giant check. Black get a little wide buckle. My 38 and 9 is dating. I got couples. All I do is whistle, they'll clap, or they'll cut you. The big apples on my
if you put in work. Where your W-2? I got that flair in that Montclair, bubbling blue, fiends tying and carnage. That you something you knew. I got a chick that got blonde hair, one with extensions, both in my S class, sitting in detention. Got the white DBM custom and it's glistening. I even got the old black maid, call it Benson. Her daddy get money. Well, okay, I'm pimping. I'm running for the bills now. I'm OJ Simpson. Relin' watch glisten. Pinky ring tickling. Ain't talking about money. Be quiet. Well, bitch, I'm listening. My money lie. You know my thing, bang. Now, why you over there whispering with that yang yang? I'm spitting high. I'm flipping high. I'm gripping high. I'm clicking. Clipping high. I'm ripping. What we sipping? What we picking? Man, I heard they clothes run big. I take that in double XL. I'm fresh, man. Yes, ma'am. I got the rack to borrow, doing 90 in a legend. I'm a hard act to follow. My name's Fred. Fred, 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 Fred. Getting bread. Fred, 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 Fred. When I talk, gay bars mean. You're like, you must be on something. Charlie Sheen.
Shake it, naked. I ain't gotta take it.
Shout-out to Fred the Godson for that one, you know. And again, you know, shout-out to everybody on the Twitter game, man. Shout-out definitely to Lisa D. I love you, girl. I see you doing your thing. I see you shaking out there, moving around. Shout-out to the B-Word radio show. You know, I always extend my radio courtesy to all the other radio shows that are out there because they extend it right back. And it's all a love thing at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, nobody really in the internet world is really above anybody else. We're kind of still in the same league. So shout out to all of y'all making your move. Shout out to the First Lady L. I see you, sis. Shout out to the She Thing. I see you as well. JC La Famosa. President of the Murder Mommy Motorcycle Division, which happened to be my partner for It's a She Thing Entertainment. So shout out to my ladies, man. My ladies are on deck. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I always try to be accountable for my words. I listen to myself when I speak, and sometimes, you know, not all the time because I'm not perfect, but sometimes, most of the time, I do catch myself, and I'll try to correct it. I'll try to validate my friendships, you know, because that's important. You know, everybody wants to be seen and validated. Like the other day, you know, like I said, when I was watching Oprah, and she was talking about that, and that just kind of hit. It kind of hit a little nerve when she said that. I was like, wow, that was mad deep. You know, mad deep but true. It's like you never really think about it like that until it's presented to you. And you're like, wow. You know, again, the power of words. You know, because one word, sometimes that's all it takes in your day is just for you to hear one particular word. Let it be peace or, you know, love, or health, or family, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, and that word kind of brings you in. That's the power of the word, just seeing the word, like, you know, because sometimes I'm shopping and I may see, you know, there's something written. I'm like, wow, you know, it'll hit me depending on what I'm going through. But, you know, the topic, let's say to the topic, I mean, it's relative to the topic, but the topic is being accountable for your words. And I just ask everybody, all my friends, all the listeners, you know, shout out to all my BBMs on deck. Shout out to the real kids, Jada Kiss. All I'm saying is please stay accountable for what you say. That's it. You know, I don't think it's that hard, even though it is hard for some people to kind of just, you know, say what they mean and mean what they say, you know. And I try, because I always say try because I'm not perfect. I make my mistakes. But I try that when I give my word about something, I try to stick through it, you know. I try to stay consistent. If I tell someone I love them, I definitely make sure I go all out my way and make sure that they know that I love them, that they feel it, you know, that they, it's not just words that just were thrown up in the air. And I actually, for me to take out the time to say to someone, I love you or I adore you, they're going to know. They're not just going to wonder. I'm always going to make it my business. That's part of my business. To make sure they know and, you know, and they feel my words. So the topic is being accountable for your words. Words are powerful. I hope you're listening to the words in the music, because that's really what gets you moving.
And I'm so proud to be with you. So proud
Shout out to Johnny Gill, My, My, My. That's a classic and a favorite, I think, for everybody. I wish he would be accountable for his words. I'm just saying. I'm going to the phone lines. I have a caller. 646, you're on with Emma, E2K, E2K on the spot.
Emma, what's going on? It's your boy Swag.
Swag!
What's good? What's good?
What's going on, family?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. You know, it's been a little while.
I know. I'm so good. You know, it's what a coinky dinky, but you always call when we got the deep topics. I love it.
Are we talking about the demon?
All right, so our topic for tonight is being accountable for your words. I'm gonna leave you the floor right now, Swag. It's up to you. You're accountable for your words. Go in, my brother. Go in.
You know how I go, man. I mean, you know, being accountable for your words is that's a powerful thing right there. I mean, what that basically states is that what you say you're gonna do, you actually do it, and things get done. And it also teaches you discipline too. You know what I'm saying? When you know how to be accountable for your words, it makes you think twice before you speak. So that right there in itself, you know, manifests discipline. It shows discipline. And people are not doing that anymore. The business world is not doing it. People are not doing it in the relationships, in any relationship, business relationship, personal. People are not doing that anymore. They're not being accountable, and they're not living up to their word and what they say out their mouths. You know, I was taught that, you know, you should think at least 7 times before you speak. But, you know, you don't have to be that extreme. You should at least think once or twice. People just do things and say things without even actually giving it thought. And then when they look back, they're like, oh, I said I was going to do that. What's wrong with me? So, you know, that is a topic that is going to be ongoing from the beginning of time up until now. And even after we physically gone, and our children and the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren here, they're going to witness that as well. But what it says, though, about a person that says something and doesn't do it, you know, that's a weakness. That's not a strength. So when I'm around people like that say they're going to do something and don't, it's a red flag for me. You know, that's how I see that.
No, that's true. It is part of discipline because, like, for instance, I said, well, not to anyone in particular, I said to myself, I gave myself the word that I was going to start, you know, going to the gym and just being more active for my health. And I'm holding myself accountable. Mind you, I don't have to do it. Nobody will ever know. I didn't really, you know, propose that to anyone. I did it to, you know, to really this conversation to myself. But when I don't do it, I kind of feel bad. So I'm staying accountable for a word I gave to myself.
Right, that's real. That and I think that's the first part and the first person that you have to be honest and real with is yourself. Because you know when you're real with yourself, you can foresee things. Because you know thyself. You're supposed to know yourself well. Like, you know, let's be honest. And that's another thing is honesty. You know, be honest with yourself. To know thyself, you must be honest with yourself. Let's be honest. Nobody actually likes hard work. I mean, you may like what the hard work brings, but nobody want to sit there and do 100 sit-ups every night. Come on now. We like pleasure, not pain. The thing about it is that it's not always about what you like. It's about what you have to do. You got to do what you got to do. Like a lot of people, we dropped out of school. We didn't want to go to school. You know what I'm saying? But in order to get to certain levels, you know what I'm saying, we have to do certain things so that way we could get achieve certain goals. So I think that's a key element there as well is being able to discipline yourself, you know, and knowing yourself and setting reasonable goals for yourself. You know, people like, you know, hey, yeah, you know, I'm going to get my PhD. Okay, I'm not saying you can't. But what I'm saying is get your high school diploma, your GED first.
Right.
Take steps. Take, you know, a little crawl before you take those big steps. No.
That's true, and I think that's where most people mess up because, you know, like you just said, like you just stated, you know, people like, oh, I'm gonna get my doctorate, and you're not even out of high school. Like that's cool, and that you have that long term goal, but first say, you know, I just want to graduate, get that. And they get my associates and, you know, all these other degrees that come before that, you know, because anything can happen with your family or even, you know, with yourself. Anything can happen that maybe it doesn't allow you to obtain maybe all the way, but it doesn't mean that you're a failure.
Yeah, that's so true right there. But you know what, though? Real talk, though, E, that goes back actually to honesty, again, because we want to make ourselves to be something that we're not. Because, you know, we always taught, you know, school, you're going to get laughed at, you know, this and that. And in the workforce, if you can't do, like, I know certain people in the job field, they don't know Microsoft Excel. So, you know, they know how to talk swift, dress swift, and all this other stuff. But then when they get down, they can't do Excel and stuff like that, basic spreadsheets. And then they, you know, they want to front like they can. But, you know, reality always comes as a 360. And when it comes back and your word is tested, and your word is put to the test, and you don't pass the test, who's going to look bad? You're the only person that has to live your life. You're the only person that has to live your life. Not me, the person that you lied to about how you graduated from Harvard and Yale and all that. And yeah, I went to NYU. That person is gone, but you still hold on to that lie. And when you're face-to-face with it, it's going to smack you in the face, not them.
Yeah, that's true. And like you said, that's part of one person's character, you know, and that show, and that's like a neon light, like that's, forget about red flag, that's just like neon, when you're around people that are like that, that will say one thing, and next thing you know, you're like, but didn't he say he was going to do this? Okay, well, maybe he forgot, and sometimes you even, you know, okay, let me, you know, because not everybody's perfect, and sometimes people make mistakes, okay, cool, but when they continuously do it, because they're too busy talking and not listening to their own words, you know, because there's a lot of people that do that they just talk, and are not even really listening to what's coming out of their mouth. They're just ranting on, you know. And listeners, by the way, I do get paid to rant. I'm just saying, you know, I talk about other people. But even when I rant and all that, I'm listening to what I'm saying. And if I'll come back, I'll check myself. Before anybody else texts me, I would have heard it. But I just said it didn't make no sense, or I went off the topic or whatever, like I did just now. See, I call myself. I'm accountable.
That's funny. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Most of the goals that people have in life, they could actually accomplish it. You know what the problem is? They're trying to jump too high, too fast. You got to take your time and set reasonable goals. Because, you know, it's like that when you teach a child, it's like you teach them ABCs first, and you teach them, you know, you potty train them, you teach them the basics. You don't teach them everything at once. You don't go, look, let me show you how to fix a car. Let me show you how to fix an automobile. Come here, let me show you how to do this. You got to put this, the transmission. You don't do that. You teach them the basics, and then you let them work their way up at their pace. Because some kids are more, you know, they are more gifted in the sense that some kids genetically have developed faster than others, so they'll be able to adapt faster than some others. And, you know, due to environment and genetics and a lot of other things, you know, so, and diet and all that other stuff. But, you know, as far as like you were saying, going to the, you know, working out and going to the you know, to the gym and stuff like that, that's like something that that's really not even really an option to long life. Like you rarely find somebody that lives a long time that doesn't have, you know, some type of good health or didn't work out. And if they did live a long time, they lived in a lot of suffering.
Mm.
So, you know, that's vital, right? Exercise. And it don't necessarily have to be the gym. It could be like just what I did right now. I'm going home. Instead of, you know, taking the bus straight there, I hopped out and hopped off the bus and let's walk 10 blocks, 12 blocks. You know, that's exercise right there. It's all about giving the heart what it needs. But, you know, again, going back to your work, you know, the key is, like I said, just take those small steps and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be just what you are. That's the problem. People are afraid to be what they are, so they want to make themselves other than this. Oh, did you do that report? Oh, yeah, I did it yesterday. Then when you go and check the report, you're like, I thought you said you did a report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's like you can't do that. It's like lying on your taxes. I mean, it's going to catch up to you sooner or later.
They catch up. I sure know I'm paying for it.
Yeah, they catch you. They catch all of us because we, you know, the reality is that we don't want to have to pay taxes. But that's a reality. That's a part of this country, you know.
Yeah.
And not just paying taxes, but you have to pay. You have to do it the way they want you to do it. If you're on a certain bracket, oh yeah. Oh well, you're gonna pay tax for this and this and that. That's just how it goes.
And
that's how the country goes.
And the truth is, the IRS will hold you accountable.
Yeah.
One way or another. They will hold you accountable. Just know that. You can't get away from them. That's true. I mean, not that I tried, but it just happened. I mean, you know, whatever. I messed up, but I'm paying for it. The thing is that I, you know, I'm facing my responsibilities. I know I did wrong. I know I owe, and I'm paying. And that's just, you know, that's just what it is. I'm not running away from it. I was scared at one point, but what am I scared of? I mean, if I have the money, I could pay it. You know, go into a payment plan, and that's what I've been doing. And, you know, and I'm good with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with them. Now I could, you know, now I could talk again. Like, listen, I pay your taxes, all right? You need your badge number again?
That was tough.
But oh, my God. You called in, like, so late in the show. We had, like, 5 more minutes. I usually do a 2-hour show. But today I said I was only going to do an hour, so I already locked it down, and I got, like, 4 minutes, really, to the show. I'm so glad, though, that you called and gave me another opinion because I was kind of here just kind of by myself. I don't know. People sometimes just like to listen. They call, and they just want to listen. And there's nothing wrong with that. Hey.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm willing to talk if you're willing to listen.
Exactly.
Oh, but sometimes in some topics, I you know, I'm interested in just hearing some feedback. Yeah, feedback and what people are thinking. And, again, sometimes people don't dare call for whatever reason, and it's cool. But you can hit me up on Facebook, which is Emma Everything to Know at E2K. Also follow me on the Twitter, which is Emma E2K. Follow us, Lush Radio Online.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to join our group page, which is Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. For you artists, you can be able to put your videos, you know, let us know what's going on, where you're performing at, and we'll take a look at it. We'll listen to the music and the video. Who knows? We might end up playing your song right on here. If you want to submit music, lushradioonline@gmail.com. If you want to specifically send me drops for E2K on the spot, the email is e2k_on_the_spot@gmail.com. Make sure that those drops are hot, man. The only one raining right now is Lega. Shout out to Lega. Shout out to the Jersey crew. So far, he's been the one that's given me the best drop for E2K on the spot. So you artists, you know, get on it. Because the more I like it, the more I play it. Shout out to Fred the Godson. I always play his stuff, too, because he'd be like, what up, baby? Call me sexy and all that. I like that. Put that in the drop, too. E2K on the spot with your sexy host, Emma E2K, on lushradioonline.com. Swag, thank you, man. Don't forget, I'm on every Thursday. I switched. I used to be Saturdays, but now I'm every Thursday. Every Thursday, E2K on the spot, and every Tuesday night, from midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, I play the feel-good music. And that's music that makes you feel good. So don't forget to tune in to both my shows. For any shows that are back in the archives, log into lushradioonline.com. I'm almost out of here, people. You know, the only thing that I want to leave everybody with is hold yourself accountable for your words. And in your mind, if you know that what's coming out your mouth, you know that you're not going to be able to meet, hush up. Hush up in the middle of the damn sentence. Don't even finish it. You know, make believe you're coughing or something so you don't look as bad. But think. Think about what you're saying. Think about how you say it. Think about who you're saying it to and how it's going to affect the other person. Try to put yourself in the other side and see how that person is going to receive the message that you're giving. You know, don't just talk to talk. Please listen to your words. It's so vital because it may save someone's life or even your own. That's scary, you know. So be accountable for your words. Again, the definition of accountable is responsible and liable. So be responsible and liable for your words. That's all I ask. Stay in peace. Make sure you spread peace. And New York City, I'll see you next week. I'll be out there. Don't forget to hit me up. Peace, everybody. Have a lovely night.
Peace.